Dictation for Theodore, Theodore Carter, or Quarter, Courter, September 1847. Address as a letter to Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Mr. Carter comes for follow-up regarding advanced renal failure. Last time I saw him in the hospital, prolonged admission, October, November, when he presented with acute and chronic renal failure, briefly on dialysis, respiratory failure, was on the vent, underlying COPD, morbid obesity, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, has liver cirrhosis with enlargement of the spleen and pancytopenia. There was bowel necrosis requiring resection, end-to-end anastomosis, no colostomy bag, was treated as septic shock. It was a prolonged admission. Since then, he has been in the hospital three other times, which I was not involved in his care, including an episode of pneumonia, upper gastrointestinal bleeding, melanotic stools with 2 units of blood transfusion, thought to be related to stress ulcers, no EGD was done. And the third one, just a few days ago, admitted for exacerbation of respiratory distress, COPD, CHF, and found it to have right-sided deep vein thrombosis and superficial left-sided thrombophlebitis on lower extremity. With the help of oncology, he received anticoagulation with Arixtra, A-R-I-X-T-R-A, and presently a low dose of Eliquis. There has been variable kidney abnormalities from all these admissions. Today comes a company with daughter. Weight at home around 329, supposed to be doing salt and fluid restriction. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. Presently no diarrhea and no melena. Has chronic incontinence but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Has chronic edema, presently trauma on the right shin, a minor ulcer without any bleeding. Minimal activity, morbid obesity, presently no chest pain palpitation, not using any oxygen, does use CPAP machine at night. I review discharge medications. He has completed antibiotics Citromax and Vantin, VS Invictor, ANTIN, Eliquis as indicated above, albuterol. I want to highlight the bisoprolol. Demadex potassium, I do not see any nephrotoxic agent, it's also on bisoprolol. Today weight in the office 333. Blood pressure by nurse 139.65. He's a tall, large, obese person, hard of hearing, very pleasant, cooperative, normal speech, COPD abnormalities, no localized RALS, no pleural effusion. Appears regular reading. No pericardial rap. There is morbid obesity. A 2-centimeter umbilical hernia, no gross ascites, peritonitis, or tenderness. The surgical wound midline is well healed. Does have chronic edema, but it appears improved. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from yesterday. This is post-discharge. creatinine at 2.1, normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate. There is poor nutrition. Corrected calcium will be in the normal low. Glucose in the 130s. Present GFR 31. He has pain cytopenia. Total white blood cells of 2.6. Platelet 66. Anemia 9.7. MCB 106. There is low lymphocytes, neutrophils. Iron studies, ferritin at 300 with a saturation 31%, which is normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Multiple episodes of acute and chronic renal failure associated to comorbidities and hospital admission. The one I was involved in November required dialysis for a short period of time. He has a stage 3B, presently stable. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no indication for dialysis. He has a background of diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. And previously documented low ejection fraction at 28%. There is also decreased systolic function of the right ventricle. Recent gastrointestinal bleeding, probably upper GI, required blood transfusion, liver disease with enlargement of the spleen, and pain cytopenia, tolerating vein thrombosis, tolerating Eliquis anticoagulation for the vein thrombosis. There was no pulmonary emboli. Since I saw him back in November, he's been exposed a number of times to IV contrast, including recent admission to rule out pulmonary emboli, which was negative. Continue restricted diet, sodium, potassium, phosphorus fluid, monitor chemistries in a monthly basis. Management of comorbidities with multiple specialties. His cardiomyopathy is likely ischemic type from non-coronary artery disease. All issues discussed with the patient and doctor. End of dictation.